Welcome to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast, where we talk all things fitness, nutrition, and wellness for women to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life inside and out. And now, your hosts, Laura Jackson and Amanda Quinn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of Fit Chicks Chat. My name's Laura Jackson.
And I'm Amanda Quinn.
And I don't know what my headphones are doing. They're doing this weird, funky thing. Anyways, today on today's episode, we are talking about essentially how you can be successful at anything you do in your life. So that is including your workouts, your weight loss, your business, your relationships, your anything.
Anything. Yeah.
And I love this topic. I know you and I love personally talking about this stuff all the time. Like, this is a lot of stuff that we just talk about, like, in our friendship conversations.
Yeah. Just like over dinner or whatever. Like, this is just stuff that is important to us and that we value highly.
Completely. Because before we tell you how to be successful, so what it is, I just want to talk a little bit about, you know, it's something that you and I have been talking a lot about recently because we just launched our transformation trainer. Mm-hmm. So our Fit Chicks transformation trainer, if you want more information on it, go to fitchicks.ca/trainer. Yes. /trainer. So basically what it is it is a weekly coaching system for women where we provide you with your workouts each week, your nutrition plans each week, as well as videos, healthy lifestyle videos, how to transform your life, including like your kitchen, your relationships, all of these things to make sure
your mindset,
Yeah, that you're supporting yourself. So when we were first launching this, we were talking a lot about like the marketing aspect of it. And always for Fit Chicks, we never wanted to market to women's insecurities. It's not what we're about.
No.
But it was this thing, it's kind of hard because we're like, you know, all these programs out there, they sell themselves on 10 pounds in 10 days or like the 21-day fix or the 7-day detox, like these quick fixes that as humans, it's, if you are addicted to these things, don't worry, it's human nature to want to find the quickest and easiest solution, right?
Of course.
So if that carrot is being dangled in front of you, you're like, this is the key, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Grab it, right? But when in reality, and everybody in the fitness and nutrition industry knows this, and that's why it kills me when people still market these like 10 pounds, 10 days things. Everyone in the fitness and nutrition industry knows this, is that the only thing that is going to change your body, help you lose weight, whatever it is consistency.
Yeah.
And that is not sexy. And that's,
I was just going to say, it's like the most unsexy thing that you can say.
Oh yeah.
You like, have to be consistent. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah,
but it's
exactly
true.
And I, before we get into this, I've been talking a lot, and Amanda, I want to start you talking about some stuff, but I recently actually watched a documentary, and it was following the study of two different types of diets. Cause you know, right now the keto diet is super huge. And I've talked about my feelings about that. But you know, there is these, there's a certain diets that are really huge, like following like either low fat, low carb, you know what I mean? High fat, whatever it is.
Yeah.
So this documentary followed two groups. So one followed a low fat diet. So obviously that's not a keto diet. That would be something, you know what I mean? That was more higher in carbohydrates. And the other group followed a low carb diet. So they didn't necessarily follow the high fat, but they cut their carbs really low. Okay. So they were focusing mostly on proteins and fats. So a lot of people always say, if you want to lose weight, cut the carbs. They followed these two groups for a year. And at the end of the year, their weight loss was exactly the same. So the only thing that they found that was relevant, that was the same between both groups, was the ones who lost weight were the ones who consistently either ate the low fat or consistently ate the low carb. So it's like we're looking for these magic answers, but it really is in what we consistently do.
Right.
So yeah. That is where we're going to jump into this now. So how do you be successful? Success is found in your daily routine. Success is what you do every single day. So Amanda, how do you do that? Like, what are some things that you do that is part of your routine every single day that helps you be successful?
I mean, some of the things that help me be successful is, well, one of my new habits that I'm trying to implement is not looking at my phone first thing in the morning. And this is something that I actually really feel is important to my success because it can be so distracting. It can be such a time suck. It could be like, how many people here listening right now, like raise your hand if you're like the first thing you do, you wake up, you turn off your alarm, and then you pick up your phone and you start looking at emails or you start looking at like, I don't know, like social media
dancing
or whatever.
Cat.
or playing like video games or something like that on your phone, and like all of a sudden it's like, oh my gosh, 45 minutes is gone. Now I can't do my workout in the morning because I've totally just time sucked myself with using my phone, right?
Yeah.
And I was getting into weird habits like that where I was just like checking my email and just laying in bed doing it because it was like kind of like my quiet.
So bad.
But then I was actually pushing my workouts getting pushed back. So then I would either not get them done in a day or they were getting shorter. And so I was like, nah, like that has to stop. Like my number one thing for success for me is to be in the right mindset. And so one of the things that sets my mindset is to do my workouts in the morning, to set myself up for success. It's so important to me. So I have tried to eliminate using my phone in the mornings. Immediately, I just try to like get up, basically brush my teeth, put on my clothes and do my workout, or eat something and do my workout depending on the day. And then that's kind of like my first thing. And then the other thing that I try to do is a lot of the work I do in our businesses is via email. Like a lot of the stuff I do is communicating with people. And so I'm on email a lot, but I do, whenever I'm working on projects, try to just completely shut it down and just have time, specific times during those days that I'm actually checking email. Because again, that's another thing that can just totally throw your success off kilter because you get so involved in working in your business that you don't think about how to work on your business, right? Those are some of the things that I try to do. And I think from a nutritional standpoint, it's just fueling my body with the proper foods. And this is not to like, you know, down on anyone, but I still wonder when I see people eating things for lunch, like when I see drive-throughs at like fast food places, like big crazy lineups of people like waiting for their food. I always think to myself, like, how do you get through the rest of the day?
Completely.
Because for me, it's like, it's all about, I need energy, right? Like I have to feel my brain. I have to feel my body to be able to like make it through the rest of the day. Cause my days are long with a baby afterwards. It's like, I don't have any downtime till usually about 10 or 11 at night is like the first moment I have to myself in a day. And that's okay, but I need to fuel myself to set myself up for success. And I think when I see that, I'm always like, by like 3 o'clock, I'd be down for the count. Like, I'd be like, I have to take a nap now because all of this grease is like making me so tired.
But not only that, and I think for a lot of people, and a lot of people even listening to this, you don't realize how good you can feel, right? You don't realize how adding a few, and we're going to give you guys three small things you can start doing to add to your daily routine that will completely transform you. But you don't realize how just that shift, you will feel absolutely amazing. And then you'll get addicted to feeling amazing. And that's how you and I ended up in this industry, right? Like we transformed ourselves and realized how amazing you feel when you move your body and you fuel it with the right food and you think positive thoughts, you know, how the world is a whole different place to exist in. Whereas like, you know, if you're constantly thinking negative thoughts and fueling your body with crappy fuel that is, you know, you're starving at the nutritional level. So you're dealing with depression, anxiety, all these things.
Yeah.
And then your body aches all the time because you have, you know what I mean? Like it's, of course you're not going to feel positive about your life. So
yeah,
that is why we want to do this podcast because if we can help you guys shift something that you do every single day to something positive, then you are going to see huge changes in a very, very short period of time. But it has to be something you do every day. And that's like the most successful people in the world. If you look at any successful people, their habits, their daily routines are the same. Now, like there's some people who of course say things like, oh, you should get up at 5 a.m. every day or 4 a.m. and da, 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 like so structured. And for some people that doesn't work. Like for me, I'm not getting up at 4 a.m.
That's why I just did a thumbs down. Cause I'm like, I can't. Like I just, the idea of that is like,
no,
I just, that's not, that is not the, when we built our business and we built our vision of what we wanted for our lives, that was not part of my life. Part of my life was to have the freedom to make choices that work best for me. And that doesn't work for me. Like, that's just like, I don't want to get up at four. Like,
but
I
you know why? I know, but you know why it is though. So this is the whole thing. And this is where it doesn't need to be 4 a.m. But the key to success. There's been a lot of studies around this. Okay. It's what you do in your daily routine, but there's a second part to it. The way for you to be the most successful is to do it in the morning. So that's why these people who do it at 4 a.m., they're the most successful because that's when they wake up and they do it at that time. So if you wake up at 7 and you can get these habits in, then you can be just as successful. That's a tongue twister. But you have to do it first thing in the morning. And the reason being is because self-control and willpower, we talk a lot about willpower, like, you know, when, especially in the fitness industry and weight loss, people always talk about, oh, I wish I had more willpower.
Yeah.
Willpower, it's a finite resource. We only have so much of it every day. It's like a muscle too. Like the more you work it, the more you have of it. And this isn't common conversation. We don't really know this, right? So like one of the examples that I read once, it's almost like a well. Like if you drain all the water out of the well, you need to wait for that water to fill back up to have water to drink, right? So if you're trying to get water out of an empty well, you're getting nothing. It's the same thing with willpower. And our willpower is strongest in the morning. So as the day goes on and, you know, your kids are not screaming at you and then you go to work and you're late for a project and then you miss lunch and all these things happen, by 4 o'clock, that workout that you were going to do or that healthy dinner you had planned probably has gone out the window because your well is empty. Your willpower is gone. Whereas in the morning, if you would get into the habit of being like, as soon as you get up, do these things, then what's going to happen is it's going to set you up for success for the rest of the day. And if your willpower wanes, you know, you've got the most important things out of the way.
Yeah. And also, I mean, to that note, like for anyone who feels like if you notice that there's a consistent thing that seems to like go by the wayside, like if it is like, okay, every day I go into it thinking I'm going to make a healthy dinner. And that's the thing that like always seems to just like fall by the wayside and you end up getting takeout because you get home late, you're tired and blah, blah, blah. Like all these things happen that you just don't have the energy to do it or the willpower to do it. Set yourself up for success. Put your food in a slow cooker in the morning.
Yeah.
And then when you get home, it's already made for you. This is like, that is another one of my keys to success for my healthy eating. I use a slow cooker almost every single day because I just, by the time I wrap up work, I'm like, oh no, Maddie has to eat dinner now. And she doesn't have that half hour window to wait for me to cook it. So I just make it all in the slow cooker. That way there it's like, it's done. When she needs it, it's ready. When I need it, it's ready. And then it's
totally
like, not having to think about those extra things is really key.
Completely. And that's where, so before we give you your three changes that you can do. So the three habits to like, I shouldn't say habits, actually. The three things to make sure that you are taking advantage of your willpower, which is strongest in the morning, is number one, front load your day. So if you know that your day is going to be crazy, schedule the tasks that you do not want to blow off earlier in the day. So in my opinion, that would be taking care of you, taking care of yourself. So that would be your workouts. That would be anything to do with your nutrition or anything to do with you time. So make sure that you front load and schedule those first thing in the day. And if you have to get up a little bit earlier, you have to get up a little bit earlier. Like that's the thing. I'm kind of at this place now and I sometimes feel like a bit of the B word. I shouldn't. I don't know if it's the age I am, but I'm like, everyone is busy. Everyone has issues. Everyone has stuff going on. If you want to do something, stop making excuses and do it. If you have to get up 30 minutes early, you have to get 30 minutes early to get your workout in. Sorry.
You know, I still remember...
the way it is.
I still remember my yoga teacher, and this is something that he always said to me, and I was like, no. but he's so right. He used to say to me... He moved his studio up like in the Toronto area. He moved his studio and it ended up being an hour travel distance for me to get there. Okay. I used to go there when I was still working a corporate job. I used to go there after work every day. I would take the subway all the way up there, go practice. My practice was like about an hour and a half. Then I would take the subway all the way back home and I'd get home at like 8 o'clock or something crazy, but it was worth it because it was like, I loved my practice. But then eventually I moved out of the city. And so then to travel there would probably take me about an hour and a half to get there. Yeah. It was like an hour and a half to get there. And my practice would be an hour and a half, then an hour and a half home. That's 4.5 hours out of my day. And I was like, I can't, like, I don't have that time. And he's like, well, why don't you have the time? And I said, well, because that's like a lot. He's like, that's your choice to not have the time. I'm like, well, 4.5 hours is long. Like, that's a lot of time to take out of my day. He's like, just get up earlier. He's like, the space opens I think it opened at 5 a.m. So he's like, I'm up at 4 to practice before everybody arrives. He's like, you can do it if you choose to do it. And I was like, I was so mad. I was so salty. I was like, oh, I was like, I don't like that answer at all because he was right. I didn't do it. And the truth is I didn't, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I didn't decide to do that. I decided to find a different studio that was closer so that I could still practice, but not have to have a 3-hour travel period built into my day. But he was right, right? And so that's my point is like, yes, some things might be an inconvenience. Some things might feel like they don't fit. But if you want it bad enough, you can make it fit, right?
And the thing that's amazing about us as human beings is that we are all creatures of habit. So as soon as you create that new habit, and maybe you are not a morning person, but you're like, I'm going to get up 30 minutes early and do my workout. Like all of our workouts, a little plug here in our transformation trainer, are 30 minutes and under. So you're doing your transformation trainer, and you're waking up in the morning, you're saying, I'm going to do it. And first thing in the morning, I'm getting up 30 minutes early. That first week will probably feel yucky. You're going to drag your butt out of bed. You're going to be like, ugh, I hate getting up early. But after that week, it's going to start to feel like a habit. And soon it's going to feel easy. Like, but the problem is with a lot of us is as soon as something feels a little bit uncomfortable as we're, and change, any type of change is uncomfortable because our body wants to stay the same, we tend to quit. So just, my advice is always to front load, to schedule. Like, it's the other thing. It sounds so boring. It's like consistency. It sounds so boring. No one wants to ever, like, it's never fun to talk about your schedule, but like, it's the most important thing. And if you look at your week ahead, so again, I'm going to plug the transformation trainer just because I love it. But the week,
because it's like, it follows all of these rules.
It follows all these rules. And what, the way we've planned it is that you don't get to see your workouts for the month. You only get to access your workouts for the week ahead because it's not overwhelming. And also we give it to you on Friday for the following, starting the following Monday. So you can pull out your schedule and plug in your workouts for that week. So there's no reason to miss it.
Yeah.
So scheduling is number three.
And then, I honestly, I live and die by my schedule. Like
the most successful people have a schedule.
Especially having a baby. Like before I had Maddie, I didn't really have as much of a schedule. I would just like, I had a schedule for myself of like, I did my workout in the morning. I like ate at these certain times and that kind of stuff, but I didn't really have it as set. Now it's like my life is like clockwork. Like literally it's like bath time has to happen by this time. And if it doesn't happen by this time, then I know that everything's going to go awry in the night. So that means that my work has to happen. I have to get these projects done by my deadlines. Like it's like, but it actually, it does make things easier in the big picture of things. Cause it's like, I know everything has to be timed exact or else I'm totally screwed.
Exactly. So like by doing it first in the morning, by scheduling it in, and then the third thing to make sure that you keep your willpower so you actually can stick to the stuff and you, like stuff doesn't fall over the place.
Yeah.
Is something that you and I live and die by too. It's finding external willpower. It's like you almost want to like suck it from someone else. But that's why accountability coaches or partners or like being accountable to something outside of you is so important, because when that willpower, again, when it wanes and when you feel like, oh my God, I'm going to skip my workout tonight. If you know you're a part of a group, let's say you're part of a Facebook group that's part of the transformation trainer. You're part of a Facebook group. But that time, you're literally, and I've done this too. Once you go on the Facebook group and you see everyone saying, oh, I did my workout. I made that recipe, blah, blah, blah. Even though,
like, I have to do that.
Exactly. Even though they're not there, you feel accountable to them. And this is why, like, group workouts and group programs and being a part of like-minded community with like-minded people work, because you get to suck some of their willpower from them when yours is waning. So if you start, like, doing those three things, you're going to find it a lot easier to stick to something.
The other thing that I like to do, and I know I've mentioned this on a previous podcast, is I like to, and maybe this will help people too when they're thinking about, like, even it can, I think about it from a work perspective, but you can think about it from any perspective, is making it seem as though, like, whatever it is that you have to do, it's like you have a boss that's like telling you to do it. So if it's like, if your workout, if you're like, I'm going to skip my workout, you'd be like, okay, like, almost like if you had a boss and like this was your job was to get this done, you'd get it done, right? So like make yourself your boss, make someone else sort of like your boss in your brain. I make you, Laura, like you know that I make you my boss when it comes to work stuff. Cause like if you're like, okay, I need this by this deadline, I'm like, okay, like if this was like, if I actually worked at like, you know, if I didn't work for myself and I worked for a company, I would have to get this done no matter what. I'd have to stay late if I had to. I'd have to do whatever it takes to meet that deadline. So just because I'm working for myself, I shouldn't have that kind of leniency to just be like, oh, well, I'll just get it done whenever I want to get it done. I should still have that same kind of level of commitment. And so, I mean, I'm talking about it from work perspective, but guys, like you can see that, you can put that into the same mindset when it comes to like following your nutrition plan, following your workout plans, whatever it is that you kind of feel is like falling by the wayside, think of it from a different perspective as like you are responsible to someone else to get this done. You are committed to getting it done and to reaching those deadlines and reaching those goals. And it might help you just from the mindset perspective to shift.
Totally. I like being the boss. I'm Graham's boss too. Sometimes he'll be like, but you didn't tell me to do that. I'm like, oh my God, do I have to tell you? Graham's my fiance for those who don't know. I'm like, do I really need to tell you to do these things? Even though I am a boss, but whatever. Anyways.
I'm like a super boss.
Okay. So we've given all this good stuff. So
yeah,
we're going to share with you guys the three things that you can start doing right now. Small little changes, but it has to be to your daily routine. It can't just be like, I'm going to do this on Monday, Wednesday, Sunday. You have to do this for the next 7 days. Okay. Yeah. So right before you do this, I want you to look at your current days in your, you can write it down or just think about it in your mind. What does your current days like look like? Like when you wake up in the morning, what do you do? Cause again, we're talking about morning. That's when your willpower is the highest. We want to get this stuff done in the morning. So when you look at your morning, like, are you doing like Amanda said, or are you laying in bed reading email or, you know, scrolling through
playing Candy Crush
for like 20 minutes? Or do you get up and maybe have a coffee and just sit quiet? Like, are you getting the kids ready? What is it that, what's your morning look like? Okay. So now we have an idea of what our morning looks like. The three things that you can do, and this is a fitness shift, a nutrition shift, and a mindset shift. To me, my number one thing when it comes to fitness is to, well, to get your workout done in the morning. If you can't, if you're not somebody who's at the point where you could do a 20 to 30 minute workout first thing in the morning at home or at the gym, I recommend getting a tracker. So I'm a huge, huge believer in trackers because it helps you become aware of how much you're moving every day. So get up, go for a walk, do some movement in the morning, but try to reach 10,000 steps a day. And just by having your tracker, it'll help you bring that into your visual. Mm-hmm. So that's my one small change. So if you can get up, if you can't get your workout in right now, look, do you have to get up 30 minutes early? But if you can start getting your workout in first thing in the morning, you are going to feel so amazing. It's crazy. And if you can't do it first thing in the morning, get a tracker and accumulate those steps all throughout the day, but make it your goal that that's your daily habit is to hit 10,000 steps.
Definitely. 10,000 steps is a lot some days, but it's so good. When you hit it, you're just like, yeah. Totally. The other day I hit like 21,000 doing like calls. It was crazy.
I know. And it's so great. Cause
guys, that's my little like side tip for you guys. One of the ways I hit all of my steps is any conference call that I have to do, I take my calls outside. So if you have that ability, if you have the ability to like, if you're going to do a conference call, can you call the people instead of having them call you? And then just literally put your headphones in. Like I have my headphones in and you just go for a walk. I walk and talk on all of my calls. And that's how I get in all my steps every day. That's how I got in 21,000 steps the other day.
And also,
I had a lot of calls that day.
Exactly. And also it makes you more aware. So it will literally make you be like, do I really need to take the car to go get a coffee at Starbucks or could I walk there? You know, mm-hmm. Or can I walk that bit? So it just makes you more aware of that movement, which is a small change, how much we move, because it all adds up, right?
Yeah.
So the one small nutrition change that you can do every day, and I want you guys to do this for the next 7 days, is drink one green smoothie a day. Mm-hmm. Now, ideally, again, it could be in the morning, but some people, if you get home after work, you have a smoothie, but this will make sure it's best to be up in the morning because you're going to superpower your body with all this nutrition, right? A lot of times we tend to eat, just have coffee in the morning or have toast, like something we grab and go. But if you have a grab and go smoothie, you're going to be getting tons of vitamins and minerals. And this is going to change your energy levels and your focus throughout the day too. So if you can drink one green smoothie every day And if you can't do it in the morning, do it later on, but aim for the morning. It will transform your nutrition. I promise.
Mm-hmm. And if you can, if you can't do it like in the morning, like you said, you can do it at any time during the day, but mornings are always so key. Also for me, I find green smoothies are my go-to when I am time crunched. So if I hadn't had a chance to make dinner, if I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm jumping in between meeting after meeting after meeting or call after call during my daytime and I don't have time to eat like a proper lunch, instead of just grabbing the fast food and like depleting my energy, I have a green smoothie because I know that at least I'm getting vitamins in. I might still eat something a little bit later after, because I'm one of those people that I like to actually physically eat stuff. When I just drink a smoothie, I don't feel like I've had enough. I don't know why, even though it's enough food and minerals, but it doesn't satisfy me the same way. So, but at least I won't be starving. I won't feel lightheaded. I won't feel cranky, like whatever, right? Like it helps in so many ways. So think of them as like your go-to fast food.
Completely. And then the last one is a lifestyle shift too. And this is something going back to what you were talking about at the beginning about, you know, not laying in bed on the phone. Instead of being, we're so on our phones, we're so connected to these devices and we're not connecting with people anymore. And so this is something that
Which sucks.
I know. And I actually do this every single day, is that I make sure, like, and this sounds like maybe it's TMI for people, but the first thing I do every single morning is I hug and I kiss Graham. Like, and we always in the morning, like as soon as we wake up, we have like, it's never like someone just gets out of bed and goes like, you know, goes makes breakfast or whatever. There's that connection before we start our day. So it could be hug your partner, which also I think is huge because so many people, you know, life happens and you feel disconnected from your partners, and this will make sure you stay connected. It could be your kids, could be all of them. Leave them a note, like even a handwritten note, put in their lunch, something, make it a conscious effort that at one time during the day, you're going to connect with another human being, not via text, not via, you know, calling them, not via like, giving them a Facebook like. You're literally going to handwrite something or touch them or speak in kind words to them. But this is something that I do, and I find it just changes the tone of my life, my relationships, my the way I feel.
Yeah. My rule is that once I'm done work, I actually generally 9 times out of 10, unless I'm expecting initial calls or something like that, I actually leave my phone on my desk. I don't even touch it anymore in the nights because I spend that time connecting with Maddie, connecting with Dave, my husband. And I like to spend that time actually connecting with them. And you can't connect if you're like this, like looking at something else, like you're not connecting. I don't care if someone says that you're like, oh, I'm still listening, or I can, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not, that is not what I feel is like, that's not what I value. And so I value that like really close connection. I value like paying attention. I actually read this article recently that said it was a study that was done for little kids that was saying that when a parent had no device with them and was teaching a child something, they would learn it almost within that same time, that same day. Like if you were teaching them a new word, for example.
Yeah.
But parents that had their devices with them, and they might not even be on it, but they just had it next to them. And then while it was next to them, if it rang, they would just look at it. And then those children didn't learn the words, which is so interesting, right? Even if the parent didn't actually engage, but they just got distracted and would look, the child would actually not learn as quickly. So, and I believe that. I believe that to be true. And so I just like to dedicate all my time, not only for her learning, but just because I think it's just so important to have some human contact and human connection. Oh. And we don't have nearly enough of it anymore.
And I think we all need to make an effort to be more aware of that, because it's very easy, you know, if you change your patterns and be like, okay, I'm going to put my phone down, but then your partner still has their phone and then you feel slighted by them. You know what I mean?
Like, it's like pissed.
I think everyone needs to make a conscious effort to connect on more of a human level, because it's so important. And it's so important not only for yourself, for your family, for your relationships, but for your health. Like, it's proven we need human connection. And the studies are showing they're lonelier than ever. It's not happening through the phone. So it literally will change you. So those are our 3 small habits. So we want you guys even to pick one of them that you're going to add to your daily routine. So 1 is your fitness. In the morning, adding in a 20-30 minute workout, which I know might sound daunting, but just do it.
Just some sort of movement. It can even just be a walk. Just move.
Yeah. And you can have a tracker, if not, just to get walking, but make it a point that movement is your first thing. Nutrition, you're going to add one green smoothie a day. And your small life shift is you're going to connect with somebody, whether it be a hug, a kiss, a note, words of encouragement, whatever it is that you're going to make it to connect. And like we said, the best thing to do is to do these first thing in the morning. So you get up in the morning, you do your workout, you make your green smoothie, you hug your kids or your partner, you've done your three. And now you set your day up for success. And this, guys, is not just like fluffy stuff. This is what all the truly successful people in the world do. Mm-hmm. They all have the same habits. They all focus a lot on their fitness. They focus a lot on their nutrition. They focus a lot on their relationships and their mindset. And that's how they are reaching success. So we're going to leave you guys with a quote. And I don't have who wrote it, but it says, "You'll never change your life until you change something you do daily. The secret of your success is found in your daily routine." So this is, I actually think that's by the guy who wrote the seven habits of highly effective people. I think that's what it is. Mm. Anyways. But literally, if your life is not where it is right now, just look at what you do every single day and what you can change, and you will be on the road to success. And then of course, the transformation trainer. So help with your workouts, help with your nutrition, help with your mindset shifting. We are here coaching you every single week with our FitChicks Transformation Trainer. You can learn more about it at fitchicks.ca/trainer. And you can join at any time because it goes weekly. So you just keep on rolling with us. And then, of course, if you're interested in getting certified, we have all of our upcoming certification programs starting this fall. Whoop, whoop. We have our Fitness Nutrition Expert Program September 26th and our Holistic Nutrition Weight Loss Expert starting October
16th.
Yeah. So good stuff. So check that out at fitchicksacademy.com. Okay, guys, I think that's it.
All right.
And now you know how to be successful. Oh yeah. And leave in the comments. Let us know, what is your success habit that you're changing? What is the one thing you're going to change every day to get you onto this road of fabulous, healthy success? Okay. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Fit Chicks Chat Podcast. Want more healthy love? Visit www.fitchicks.com for amazing resources, free workouts, recipes, tips, and so much more to help you live your healthiest and fiercest life, inside and out.